Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Pistons single game tickets go on sale at the LCA box office, the Palace box office, and of course online. And joining us now to talk a little Pistons basketball is Pistons general manager Jeff Bauer here on your home for Pistons basketball, 97.1 The Ticket. Jeff, how are you?
Doing great. Great to be with you this morning.
We really appreciate you getting up early.
Hey, Jeff, Jamie needs two for the Golden State game.
Well, I'm sure those will be easy.
Would that be on the floor or in the third row?
Whatever's easiest. Best available. How's that? Best available.
Okay. We'll check. Maybe you could referee the game.
Yeah, I'd love to.
No, you wouldn't, because he's from San Francisco. You wouldn't get a call, Jeff.
I'd give you plenty of good calls. I'd give you plenty of good calls. What's this like for you as general manager? Everybody knows the excitement for the fans and the players going to play downtown. You guys will still practice up in Auburn Hills. You'll still run the operations up in Auburn Hills. So is it? I know you're not going to come on here and say it's a hassle, but it's going to be a challenge for you this year, isn't it?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of differences. And there'll be a lot of logistics that have been worked out that have to become part of our new daily routine on the evenings that we have games. But a lot of our guys, you know, really live in the Birmingham area or general areas. So the drive from there to the arena versus from there to here, not a lot of difference. We're excited about the opportunities that playing in Little Caesars Arena will provide for us, the environment for our fans and for the game night experience will far, far exceed any changes in the routines that we know right now.
Now, we know when the Pistons are good, the Palace was, you know, a great place, a noisy arena. When the team's not so good, it hasn't been. Can you... Like Washington plays downtown and some of the other teams have moved to downtown locations. Just the buzz in the building for some reason seems different in downtown places when it's not like championship caliber teams.
Well, it's interesting because excitement, obviously winning drives excitement and winning, you know, fills a building. But along with winning comes the total game night experience. And there are different elements for everybody, whether it's the businessman coming from downtown, bringing clients to the game to entertain, or families that are coming to watch not only the game but the halftimes and the interaction with the different teams. Everybody has something that the NBA game appeals to. The most important thing for us is to build that connection with the team and with our players and give them a reason when they come to the game and when they come to Little Caesars Arena to explore it and see what it's all about, give them an experience that has them saying, I got to come back. I got to come back to a game, to the next time they're at home. I got to watch this team because I love this guy. Creating that connection with our players is something that is really the thing that drives attachment and drives passion with the fan base, because we've got good players, but more importantly from this perspective, they're good guys. They're guys that families and that people can identify with and connect with, which really deepens that attachment.
Jeff Bauer with us, the Pistons general manager on the Troy Laser Hotline. All right, Jeff, at the end of the year last year, Stan did say that one of the things you guys really have to improve upon is your perimeter shooting. At the end of this season, our best perimeter shooter will be?
Well, that's hard to say right now because we have improved our perimeter shooting significantly. We've added new players and additional players that three-point shooting, frankly, is a strength. We've seen internal improvement with returning players in three-point shooting as well. And I think we've probably, going into training camp, have more players that are better shooters, which will ultimately help us become a better shooting team.
Obviously, the big enigma in this town is Andre Drummond.
And Reggie's a pretty big enigma, too.
I know. I'll start with Andre. I know he had some surgery, deviated septum, whatever. Free throws. Are you confident that it's ever going to become, I don't know, okay, he'll at least be an average free throw?
Well, I think the thing that we look at is and that we stress and strive for is improvement and growth and getting better and showing improvement that can be sustained over the course of an entire season. And that's the challenge. We've seen improvement, and then we've seen perhaps it tail off to previous levels. He's had a very good summer with it. He's shooting the ball very well right now. But like anything in the NBA, endurance and sustainability is the ultimate test. But he is a rebounding phenomenon, and that can fuel us from an offensive standpoint, and his scoring can come off of that. So for a young big man, and we've seen it across the league over many, many years, growth, improvement, settling into performance levels is a constant changing experience as they're in their early 20s and get into their mid-20s. So we look for growth and improvement, and that's a big part of our team's success.
Jeff, final thing. Earlier this summer, we talked to Jalen Rose, and Stoney and I asked him about the whole notion of this now being a superstar-driven league with the Warriors and the Cavaliers and Paul George going to play with Westbrook and James Harden and Chris Paul teaming up, and Jalen kind of yelled at us, it's always been a superstar league. Do you think the environment, the atmosphere in the league is decidedly different since, you know, LeBron came back to Cleveland and KD went to Golden State, or is this just what an extreme version of what we've always been dealing with?
I think it is. A lot of similarities. When you think back, I mean, Magic, Kareem, James Worthy, Byron Scott, pretty good players.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, you know, Danny Ainge, Dennis Scott, pretty good players. I think when you go back through history and the teams that have won championships and been competing for championships, you do see that collection of all-star players. And that's the challenge for every team to grow, enhance their roster with either those type of players or a collection of players that can play so well together they can offset the strengths of one or two individuals.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the time. Again, tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Pistons individual game tickets, the Palace box office, the LCA box office, online, of course. I appreciate the time. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, and I'll get back to you about that referee assignment.
Yeah, or the floor seats, actually. Either one, it'd be fine.
All right,
thanks.
Have a good day.
Jack
thanks,
Bauer,
Jeff.
The general manager of the Detroit Pistons, joining us here.
By the way,
on 97.1
The Ticket. Meant to say Dennis Johnson when he said Dennis.
Oh, yeah,
Scott.
yeah, DJ. A Hall of Famer?
Yes.
He's in the Hall of Fame? Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.